have the incredible privilege all the way from Egypt to hear from Dr. Hani. So welcome him to the stage.
Good morning. It's great to be here. You know, I like your church for four reasons. Last service I said for three reasons, but I was meditative what I said. It's for four reasons. First reason, I like the name of your church, New Creation. Not new look, but new creation. If you are in Christ, you are a new creation. You totally different person. And the way you think and the way you see things, that is new creation. Second, I love your church because I love the people here in this church. The people I know and the people I don't know. Like Emily. I met Emily today. Yeah, so I know some people here. Barry, Daniel, and I love your pastor, Mark. For two reasons. First, he's teaching. Second, he's laughing. Yes. Sometimes I don't understand what he said to me while he's laughing. But I love him. And he understands me, which is great for me. So this morning I have been reading, that's Mission Sunday. Mission. Everybody of us in mission. What kind of mission you are in? In 1950s, the American used to go in a boat cruise, big boat cruise. They go and they coming. They enjoy their time relaxing. It was huge business in 1950s. But when the aeroplane came, everybody left the boat cruise and they go to visit other places. In the boat, we enjoy our time. But we don't go out. Sometimes we enjoy the church. We enjoy the people in the church. But we don't go out. We are the Christian of go. The church is go. Jesus said, go and make disciples. So Mission Sunday, it's a voice of the Lord. You are the church of going, not staying on the boat, relaxing. My name is Hani Rizkalla. I am from Egypt, and our ministry, it's about, I'm a church planter, and our ministry about house church. We don't call it house church or community of Jesus. So let me explain what we're doing. So we do three things. Proclaim the good news. Second, we raise local leader. Thirdly, we create a house, a church. We call it community of Jesus. So to make people love the Lord, helping people love the Lord, love others, and love the world. This is our ministry. How we do that? Okay, we work with the children. Sorry. We work with the children. Children in Egypt and in Middle East, nowadays, because of what's going on, nobody teaches them about Christianity. Nobody brings them to Christ. So we go to little village and they have a school for the children, 25 children, we have four schools. We teach them basic of Christianity and we brought them to Christ. Bring them to Christ. So this is the children. So we teach them Bible stories. We worship the Lord together. We do some games, feed them. We meet with them twice a week. Otherwise, we will lose them at the Christian. They are Christian. Most of them are Christian by name, but they know nothing about Christianity. So we have the privilege of group come from your church and join us in once in our Egypt. That was 6 years ago, I believe so. And I hope this year we will have a group from the church as well. I heard you going to the Holy Land. Holy Land, it's not far from Egypt. Even for Jesus with the donkey, they came from Holy Land to Egypt. So it's not far away. Don't come on the back of the donkey, but you can fly to Egypt. So this is the children ministry we do. So in-house church, or we do discipleship, and this is our curriculum for discipleship. So we talk about God, we talk about can we trust the word of God, we talk about relationship, we talk about training, how I can grow up, mature in Christ, and we talk about service, how do I give back. So those teenage ministry, they have their own community of Jesus, so they can sing their song, they can have their own music, they can have their own subjects away from their parents, because they like to share a lot of things with our leaders. So this is one of our house church. We meet sometimes in a brother company, because we are underground church. So we meet in different places. And as you can see, there is people coming from all background. You can see the young woman with a veil. So many people accept the Christ. This is one of our conferences this year for teenage. And what we do in community of Jesus. In the meeting, we connect them with the Lord, so through the prayer. And then we study the word of God. And they have time for fellowship and share their challenge, problems, pray for one another. And then we send them to go to reach people for Christ. This is one of our trip for widow ministry. So we take them in a trip in Old Cairo. I think Barry from here and Daniel, we went together to Old Cairo. So we were in Old Cairo, and some nuns from Mother Teresa nuns join us and being with us in community of Jesus, which is house of churches. And we love none from Mother Teresa. We love Mother Teresa. I met with her personally, and she was praying for me. She is a great woman of God. So this is one of our community of Jesus. And as you can see, people come to Christ from all different walks of life. So those young Arab people. By the way, I'm from Egypt, and we don't call ourselves Arab. We're Egyptian. We're like the red American guys. So if you told to Egyptian guy you are an Arab, that's insulting. I am Irish, but I'm not British. So this is one of our house church in the street, run by Coptic priest who believe in house church, and he run his church from the street of one of little village in Upper Egypt. When we say Upper, that means the south. Here house church on the field. I think my brother Foster, who takes this photo for me, we were having a meeting on the field, and I was surprised. Foster is having tea with us. They make wooden tea, and the cups wasn't that clean. But I said to Foster, you don't have to drink that. And said, no, I'm going to drink. You know, honey, it's much better than tea in the United States. Well, I'm not quite sure of that. We have radio ministry. So we try to reach people wherever they go. Everybody has a smartphone nowadays everywhere. So we have programs. So JC is the name of our radio ministry, Jesus Christ. But we don't say to people in Arab area, Jesus Christ, when they ask about the name, we say, just come. So we train leaders, church leader or lay people leader. So this is one of our photo when we train the Catholic priest in Upper Egypt. So that is their main conference, and we were there for teaching them about community of Jesus and about leadership as well. This is young women leaders with Rania, one of our leader, and I believe Rania will be here maybe in 2 months from now, and she will come to visit your church. She ran all those young leaders, so they were. Those another young leader, and the one of great leader is Victor, the one is on the right hand side, great man of God. Another group of leaders. So we have like 400 community of Jesus from the north to the south, from Alexandria up to Aswan. This is our, board leader, if you would like to say that. Dr. Isabel, she is a medical doctor. She is a professor in the university. She has all her education from United States, and she is working with American Marine. She is responsible about the widows, and she tried to find work for them or helping them in their challenge. Rania is responsible about children ministry. Basim, he's a medical doctor. He's a medical doctor now in Germany. So Basim has a story. We met Basim in one of the village, and he started calling me and said, Hani, I have to do training in Cairo in a hospital, but I'm looking for a place to stay in. I said, for how long you would like to stay? He said, 1 month. I said, you can come and stay with me. So he stayed with me for 7 years. So Randa, she's a doctor in criminal law. She does a lot of things with teenage, but also sometimes she goes to the court with a widow woman or divorced woman to help them. And Charles, he is a professor in the university, technology professor. So that's what we're doing. So I have message for you today. God put it in my heart. So there is three important things we have to remind ourselves always with it. Otherwise, we will just walk by life without realizing the three important things. Okay, let's have the first reading.
For here we have no lasting city, but we are seeking the city which is to come. Hebrews 13:14. Jacob said to Pharaoh, the years of my pilgrimage are 130. Few and unpleasant have been the years of my life, and they have not reached the years that my fathers lived during the days of their pilgrimage. Genesis 47:9.
So we are not living here for last, but we are here as a visitor. So we have to remind ourselves always we are a visitor. Okay? So we are here today, but tomorrow we will be on heaven with Christ. But we have to remind ourselves how we can live here as a visitor. Paul said, our life is like steam, a beer, and then disappear. But we think we always we will be here. I wish I will be here for long. I like to do all the things I love to do. It. I like to do my hobby. I like reading. Okay? But I'm not here for forever. I have to remind myself I'm a visitor. I'm just passing by. But how you will make your visit? It can make hard visit. You can be unpleasant person. You forgot everything and you think you will live here for last, which is not true. We going. So remind of yourself always, I'm just a visitor and I want to make my visit pleasant, blessing. I want my visit to be when I'm holding the Lord's hand and I'm walking with him and love the people and love my family and help them. Remind always yourself as a visitor. I think one of the exercise we used to do it in training, it's imagine yourself you did everything as a visitor. And now you are in the church, they pray for your body because you go in heaven, you passed away. What do you want the people say about you? Your family, your friend, your co-worker, everybody, you know, your neighbors. So if you'd like them to say a good stuff about you, so go and do it now. Don't wait. We are just a visitor. We are here today. Tomorrow we are going. I met an old man before I came, and he is going through some health issues. He was in his 90-something. God give you more than that, like Jacob. He said, I didn't live like my dad. He said, Hani, I really want to be with the Lord. When I left him, I was thinking, can I say that? I want to be with the Lord. We say that in the church a lot. I want to be with the Lord. Are you ready to be with the Lord? Examine yourself. Ask you this question. We are visitor. Remember, we have to make our visit great visit. Think the way is you will do a great visit. We are here a citizen of United States or Egypt or whatever. But remember, we are heavenly citizen. Paul said that. We are heavenly citizen. So remember, you are citizen from heaven. So how we can behave, how we can think, how we can see things in perspective way, in different way, in a Christian way. So remember, we are visitor. Secondly, sorry.
So we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making his appeal through us. We, as Christ's representatives, plead with you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God. 2 Corinthians 5:20.
So Paul said we are ambassador. We are not the message. We are messenger of good news. We built his kingdom, or are we building our kingdom? We are part of his kingdom, but do you think of you are a messenger, you are ambassador? Usually, not usually, always, ambassador represent their nation or their kings or queens, okay? Who you present? Remind yourself, I'm presenting, I am ambassador of Christ, I'm ambassador of my church, I'm ambassador of the word of God, or I carry my own message. I really get in touch with people. You feel them, they have a saying in Egypt, I'm sure it must be in English as well. They always, Lord, take me behind the cross. One of the great saints in Christian history, his name is John the Golden Mouse. He was in Morocco, the Bishop of Morocco, in the 4th century. When they said to him, you are a great preacher, you are a great teacher, he always, I'm teaching the word of God. So you know what he used to do? He used to preach behind curtain. Even the queen of that time come to see him. He said, well, I'm carrying the message of Christ. It's not me. They said, you have a golden mouse. But he used to laugh about that. I have the golden word of God. Are you a good messenger for Jesus? Are you a good ambassador? You present yourself or you present him? That is the second thing I would like you to remember about. So we are visitor and we are ambassador. We carry great message, the good news.
And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you abundantly, and make your name great, exalted, distinguished, and you shall be a blessing, a source of great good to others. 2 Corinthians 5:20.
In Genesis, the Lord was talking to Abraham, and he told him, I bless you to bless others. One of our rules in life, and we have to remind ourselves of that, we are a priest. And what is the rule of the priest? The blessing people. Are we blessing people? Are we giving people a hard time? Are we our difficult people? I don't want to work with this guy. I like to be around those guys. They are Christian. How I can bless others? Jesus gave us the formula, which is to be salt and light. And salt give a flavor to the food. We never go to, and the salt deny himself because he was in the food. Nobody sees the salt. And when we go to a restaurant for dinner, we don't come out and say to the chef, thank you, the salt was great. We didn't say that. We said the food was great. It tasted great because also of the salt. But Jesus also asked us to be the light. So are we shining and shining of the light of Jesus through our life, through our ministry, through our family? We need to do that, to bless others. Wherever you go, you bless others with good words, with a good deed. You bless others with helping other people. That is a blessing. Think of practical way you can bless others. So three things we have to remind always ourselves. First, we are visitor. We are here today, and tomorrow we will go. Not tomorrow, though, not to worry. You're still very young. You're still very young. You still have plenty of time until to be in the age of Jacob. I hope so. Okay? So first, we are visitor. Second, we are ambassador. We don't give our message. We give his message. We are just a presenter of him. Thirdly, we are priest, so we have to bless others. Go and the person beside you, I said to him or to her, I bless you today, brother or sister. Quickly do that. Check their hand or put your hand above his head. Don't feel embarrassed to do that. Be Egyptian. Where is the guy who is going somewhere? Alabama? He said, where is he? I bless you. And to be in a good place and with good friend in Alabama. You look great guy. I feel that. I like your tool. And your jeans as well. You look real American guy. I love you, Emily. You look great. I love you all. Thank you, Natalie, of doing that for me. God bless your heart. And remember the three things today before you go home. One, we are. No, I can't hear it well. One. Second. Thirdly. What a great guys. What a great guys. So Paul said to Timothy, fight a good fight. Finish the race. Keep the faith. So when you go out, remind yourself of three things. Where am I now? I am a visitor or a one who would like to stay here forever? We have the Lord of second chance. Whatever the situation you are in, believe the Lord is looking for you and after you. Thirdly, we have the Lord of impossible. I think there is a movie called Mission It's Impossible by Tom Cruise, I believe so. Have you seen it? It's a good movie, but I like Jesus Christ. Mission is possible. God bless your heart and give you a great day today. Thank you.